Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that?
It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Chris Bryan, who I've known literally since I was 19 years old, Prasad Center, the region's premier LGBTQ plus behavioral health agency.
I got it, Prasad. I got it 100%.
Prasad.
Prasad. Age groups. Is there a limit? Can anyone come? How does that work?
There isn't. We see kids as low as 6, which may shock folks, but wow, their parents may be going through things and the child
interesting
needs some help. So up to... lots of older folks.
What about Medicare and Medicaid?
We do accept Medicare and Medicaid. We accept we'll accept all the insurances. Sometimes
all of them.
We will do our best. Sometimes they don't like to play with us, but we will go and try to.
You
fight
got the
for
people to fight for.
We got people to fight for. Yeah.
So talk about the services that Prasad Center offers.
Yes.
You just talked about a gym.
A gym.
Yep.
That was there because, listen, physical fitness can help mental health.
Yep, absolutely.
Amen.
So I mentioned support. I mentioned individual couples and family counseling, which is really important. I mentioned the gym. We have support groups as well. We have a group called the Prasad Owls, which are 50-plus elders. Owls stands for older, wiser leaders. There's about 30 of them
elders
that meet every Thursday at our offices for coffee and conversation from 10 to 12, and they are a wonderful group of folks.
I love that. Coffee and conversation.
And
little
donuts.
CC.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
add
they, they, you know, older folks experience a lot of social isolation. They may have come out early. They have kids they're dealing with in families. They have kind of different circumstances. So this is really a really nice place where, you know, they go to happy hour once a week. We're going to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch next week as a group. Or, you know, they do all kinds of like little field trips. And so that's fun. We also have a full psychiatry department.
Wow.
So we have 2 psychiatrists and a nurse practitioner. So, yeah, we can kind of do it all.
Another gem in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Boop, pops up in case somebody's listening that, whoop, we didn't know this existed. Where's your locations?
So we're in Lawrenceville on 5301 Butler Street. And we also have an office in Washington, PA, if you're in Washington, PA. And then again, like I mentioned, telehealth, anywhere in Pennsylvania. You're anywhere in Pennsylvania, we can.
Therapists, psychiatrists. Wow.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And I would imagine this. So here's a scenario.
Okay.
What? I'm going to give you a scenario.
Here we
go.
So
be ready for it. What if somebody comes out and their family's struggling with it? Do you do any type of group counseling where you take everybody in and help them through the process, even the parents that kind of are stunned and shocked? Has that ever happened?
It has. And that's where our family counseling really comes into play. Mm. You know, we have clients who come in and see therapists individually, and then the families come in as well. We also have a very popular 8-week curriculum called Transparent, which is for parents of family members and loved ones who are going, you know, who are going through either gender, queer, maybe identifying as fluid or trans. And it's really, it's an 8-week like class on how you handle and how you learn and how you move forward with that with other parents who are going through the same thing, which, you know, that's a difficult conversation to have for a lot of folks. And so you're, again, in a very safe space with other people. Difficult to have that conversation when you're with a group of people at the bar, right?
Right.
Right.
So it's very, very popular.
And I'm not embarrassed to admit that I'm not fully understanding, right?
Sure.
Because I'm not living. I mean, there are people that, for example, I'm Jewish. There are people that are not Jewish. Like, okay, I know you're Jewish, but I don't quite understand what that means to be Jewish, right? So there are people that may be transitioning or feel a different way. And I don't understand, but I'm also not going to judge them on it, right?
Me either, but
as
yeah.
I would hope that people don't judge me for the religion I was born into. You know, so how do you and do you in any way, shape, or form, how do you try to stop and help people deal with the anger that is disproportionately pushed towards them because people don't understand them? Because that's a huge thing that I see right now. And it happens within the gay community. It happens in the religious community. It is just something that happens all the time. But I feel like a lot of times people within the gay community are targeted because people just don't get it.
Right.
And I don't completely get it, but I'm not going to be hateful towards them or anybody. I'm going to love everybody.
And I think there's two things. One is we continue to find allies like you and Melanie who are having these really important conversations, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are struggling or have kids that are struggling or aunts or uncles or whoever that are struggling. The second thing is a favorite phrase that I like to say, which is just because it's different doesn't make it bad.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I say that a lot because you might not understand it. You might not get it. But nobody's hurting you.
Right.
Nobody's hurting you.
I know. How is it affecting your life?
Right. Bingo.
Right.
How is it affecting your life?
And I think in the end, we have to remember that these are all people. These are all humans.
How does it affect your life that my daughter is gay and married somebody she loves who is also a female? That doesn't affect you at all. When I had to give the dad speech at the wedding.
Oh, don't even get me started. I cried. Don't even get me started.
I got kind of like, hey, love is love. This is love.
Yeah.
And for those of you, for the people out there in this world.
But you're right. And it might not be something that you would do or you agree with or you can understand, but those conversations need to be had.
Yes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we live at a time where those conversations, people feel that it's okay to say things that are just aren't.
It's the world we live in.
Yeah. It's a tough world right now for folks. It's a tough world for the community.
Sure.
You know?
All right.
PersadCenter.org, PersadCenter.org. Chris, you're awesome.
Fabulous.
Thanks, Bobo.
Thank you for
coming
in.
Good to see
in.
You. Hopefully I'll see you in another 36 years.
No. I hope this is a yearly thing that we can have you on. I mean, just for an example, we have an eating disorder nurse practitioner specialist on Wednesday that ties in with mental health too. There are so many different avenues of what affects your mental health. And that's why Bubba and I want to create the month of May to talk to all of you.
And I didn't even get into all those kind of various, very specific things, whether it's body dysmorphia or we do EMDR. I mean, we do all kinds of different, our therapists have all kinds of very, you know, religious trauma. That's a huge thing. We do a lot of really specialty things our therapists do.
You're gay and your religion has told you that you're going to hell?
Like,
you're
going to die or go to hell?
That's crazy to me.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
Right. I can't.
And the one thing about this, and I'm going to be honest, if you're listening to Bubba's show and this conversation makes you mad, you should probably find another show to listen to because we love everybody.
Wow. You put that out there. There you go.
Seriously.
I'm standing up.
If you listen to this show and everything that we just talked about makes you mad, we love everybody. We accept everybody. We're not perfect. Nobody is.
Who the
heck?
And
if it makes you mad, you should probably find another show to listen to.
And keep spreading the gospel, you guys, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
We spread the
love. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris.